Hey guys, welcome back to So What Page You On Bit. This is an on-the-go book club. Whether you're listening on your MacBook, or your PC, or your phone, or your Apple Watch, or your Google Watch, we don't mind. We appreciate it. This is our 20th book, our 20th season, and we are reading Where the Wild Peaches Grow by Cade Bentley. Yeah. So, it's about like family secrets, family drama. It takes place in the South, Mississippi, with some black people going through things, moving away, coming back, and what brings them together? Tragedy. So if you want to read along, read along. We appreciate you and thank you for checking out this podcast. I'm about to press record because we in here though.
One of the reviews said that it's kind of like a slow read and you have to catch the pace. But then when you catch it of the characters, then you get really involved in what's going on. And I think that's what it was like. I think she threw us into where the immediate family was. And then she threw us into the dynamics of the character. And then she threw us into the update of where Nona is.
Okay.
That's when I'm just like, okay, girl, I am following.
So did it start off like 15 years prior or 15 years later after her dad died and she went back to her hometown?
It just says Natchez, Mississippi. And then it's talking about what's currently happening. With the moving.
And that's the part I was so confused about.
And where her family is. So it basically throws you into, clearly somebody died, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not saying who until later on in it. And then you start putting who's Mima, who's Julie, and characters. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're treating y'all like... how my mom be treating me when she be telling me about her friend's business, but I don't know her friends. We are discussing our new book, which is Where Wild Peaches Grow by Cade Bentley. And this is episode 2, and we're discussing what happened in chapters 1 through 3. If you haven't gotten it, you could get it on Amazon. It ships really quick. If you want to buy it used, it's going to be the same price or maybe more than the actual price of the book since it's buying it. If you want to go to the library and see if they have it, you can. My libraries didn't have it.
My library had it.
Mine did too.
Lucky.
The Cobb County Boo.
Yeah, the Cobb County
Boo. I was like, what is that? When did that come out? It's like, girl, what? All right, so chapter 1 starts off in Natchez, Mississippi, which is what is it?
Natchez,
Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like southeast Mississippi, and it's just throwing us into like all her family. I feel like somebody threw me into a family reunion. Okay. Who's who at the party, the rundown. So I had to get everybody straight. So Nona is the same person they call Peaches, which is the youngest babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
Baby sister. Then Julia is Nona's sister. She's older.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus used to be Nona's old man, old boo in Mississippi. And something happened, it's alluded, something happened between Marcus and Julia. And she's just like, no, I'm off that. Like, that basically broke her heart type shit. But we don't know the deets. And then Nona is not informed yet about the fact that her dad died and her family is trying to prepare for his funeral.
Right.
And Meemaw is... is it their mom or their grandma?
I thought Mima was their grandma.
So there's another grandma, which is Opal.
Mm-hmm. I thought Oprah was Mima.
Is that her nickname?
Because in the first chapter, they was talking about she was on Mima porch, and then Oprah will wave her hand, and I was like, oh, I thought that was the same person.
It might be the same person.
Okay. Her grandmother, Oprah's home.
Yes. She like 78 years old. She don't say much. And then I kind of sense that there's tension with the family and side-eyeing by who's mentioned and who doesn't really say much with all of the, did you tell this person what kind of casket is about to be purchased? Who's doing what type stuff? Mm-hmm. They keep mentioning being across the street from the Devil's Punch Bowl, which in my mind, I visualize like a shack, and over time it like caved in, so it's not somewhere people go anymore, but it's just basically a what's the word? A form of reference.
Okay.
In the area or whatever. Eli is Nona's new man, and they live in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And he went for an interview in New York and got the job. And in Nona's mind, she's just like, she left home, which is Mississippi, went somewhere, started anew, found somebody, and she's learned to rely on him just in regular life. And then now that he has a job in New York, that means he's going to move. And so she's questioning herself, like, what is she going to do? And she's driving and she's picking him up from the airport. And she's just like, you got the job. And he kind of like hesitating to tell her the details while she's driving, because he don't want her to get upset or anything. And she don't want to get too emotional. So she's just like, okay, I'll just play some music.
Yeah.
While she drives.
I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts. And we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters, because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it, so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about, because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Pays Me On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right.
Ben. Her granny called her,
mm-hmm.
and she ignored it. And then her granny called her again, and she was like, I'm not in the car by myself, I'll call you back. And she was like, who's more important than your mima or something like that? And she hung up. Then her sister calls. Now, her sister and her haven't spoke in over 15 years. Her man don't know nothing about her sister or none of her family. So she really just basically left, ain't mentioned y'all non-existent.
That's what she just been dead.
Yeah. So
Julia is married to Marcus, though, right? Her ex, known as ex.
Is she married to him?
I thought it said she was married to him.
I didn't catch that. Oh, okay. I'm going to read, though, and see. Where did they say that? In chapter 2?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's just trifling.
I don't know. I mean, okay, wait. Maybe it's just me.
Okay. Let me read it. She get a call from her sister, and the way her sister said what she said, she could have said it nicer. The girl was like, Nona was like, is it Mima? And she was like, no, it's not Mima. She's okay. But we orphans now. Daddy dead.
Uh-oh.
What? Who said that? And so she kind of like shocked. Mind you, she's driving. She's on the highway. And her man is like, pull over. You know what I'm saying? At first, he wanted her to drive home. But she's like, pull over. So he's like, pull over. And then chapter 3 starts. And then it says nearly 30 years ago. So it's going back to when the girls were small, their parents were younger. And it introduced Jasper, which is the name of Nona's and Julia's daddy. Kat Montgomery, which is their mom. What a name.
Right.
Country.
Johnny, which was a schemer and a gambler. Basically, Mr. Can't Do Right, but he friends with their daddy. He be getting him and shit. And something happened where Johnny did something, and basically they're trying to get out of there because they on the run from the police. And so Johnny is convincing Jasper to go with him, and Kat is just like, what happened? Where y'all going? And he's just like, I gotta go because I don't want the police coming up in here and then you in trouble too. And so Julia is witnessing this, and Julia is playing, you know how the older sister basically becomes like the parent of the younger sibling. So she's just like telling Nona to relax, quiet down, don't worry about it. And she was like, where's daddy going? She was like, maybe on an adventure. And so her daddy leaves out. Her mom is in there. Her mom works long hours wherever she works. And when it comes to Nona, it ended that chapter with Nona talking about how she wants to go on this field trip at school to the library, and she likes books, and it alludes to her and her mom having a closer relationship, because her mom is just like, okay, tell me about, you know, the books and the stories, and then that chapter ends. So just within those three chapters, I can catch the hostility of Julie hating that she got to be the older sister, and the way she had to show up for Nona, and the fact that maybe something in the past rubbed Nona the wrong way to the point where her ego and her pride in the way, you just disappeared from the family, and now I got to call you. Here I am doing something for my sister. I got to call you and let you know daddy dead. And yeah. So that's where that story is. So it is a lot of family dynamics up in there. And I'm just curious as to what the big thing was and how you started talking to your sister, your younger sister's boo. Okay. Was that spiteful? Did she walk in on something?
That could have been what the betrayal was.
Right.
So that's what happened in those three chapters. But yes, chapter 1 and 2 is kind of slow, but chapter 3 it speeds up.
Okay.
Chapter 3, I was seeing it.
I finished.
Yeah. I was reading while I was working because work was slow.
Oh, my work wasn't slow. I already told y'all about my day.
Mm-hmm.
I go back tomorrow. I don't want to go back.
Do we ever want to go back?
No.
We just want to check. We don't want
to. Okay!
I enjoyed these today's off.
My ideal job would just be processing shit. Not talking to people, not answering people emails. I process this many accounts. I submit it and I clock the fuck out. Don't ask me when did I take my break. Don't tell me when I need to go take my lunch. I'm grown. I'm paying bills that I want to pay over here. I know where I need to be.
I make $150,000 a year.
Dang, what? The fact that people would feel like they need to tell people that. Relax. But, yeah.
Nothing else going on. Well, I said I'm going to do what they told me to do. I'm going to give it a shot, see what happens, child.
I can hear you being annoyed, like...
Right.
Want to go home?
Over people.
No.
Right. No. Yeah. In the game when you work for somebody else, child.
I know. But anywho, next read will be in 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
Chapter 4 through 7.
You got it, dude.
The chapters aren't super long.
Mm-mm.
We'll probably finish this faster than I thought.
Yeah, it's not a long book.
No.
Mm-mm.
Bye, y'all.
Good night.
Good night.